From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. 8 years ago, the federal government ordered uniform standards for every pesticide used in American agriculture. Since then, there's been a review of the safety of these chemicals and more restrictions on their use. Farmers have been trying to find alternatives. NPR's Allison Aubrey visited one who's experimenting with a method you might think would attract more bugs.
For centuries, people have probed the mysterious chemistry that draws the sexes together.
This was the glistening forbidden apple.
Exotic scents have always been key.
To know him, to gather him in by touch. Obsession for men, Calvin Klein.
And now, farmer Ed Rankin is taking some cues from Calvin and Chanel in his quest for the perfect, unblemished apple. What he's bringing to his Pennsylvania orchard has long been touted as the magic potion for an irresistible perfume, pheromones. These are odorless chemical substances that lure members of the opposite sex to each other. And Rankin figures what works for humans will do the same for the pesky moths that could ruin his fruit. So he's fired up the tractor and headed to the orchard.
We'll be able to look at some in just a minute. I think we should be able to find one of the ties that we put on the trees here.
The ties he's talking about are pipe cleaner-sized tubes, which have been doused with female insect pheromones. They flutter in the branches as they saturate the orchard. Their signal tricks male insects into thinking that females are nearby and ready to mate.
Basically, what we're trying to do is totally confuse the males. The way that they're attracted to the female by the pheromone that the female gives out. When there's nothing but pheromone all over the orchard, they get totally confused and fly around in circles and are not able to mate.
This approach, begun as an experiment 4 years ago, has effectively stopped outbreaks of coddling moths and oriental fruit moths, two insects that could destroy a season's harvest.
I'm just very impressed with the whole idea. I just think that this is a great way to move ahead. There's still bugs to be worked out with it. Sometimes the pheromone will run out too early in the season. Sometimes, you know, weather conditions may make it ineffective, so it's not a silver bullet. But so far, it's worked very well for me.
When pheromones do fall short, Rankin turns to traditional pesticides, but ones that are more narrowly targeted and require far lower amounts.
Nowadays, the chemicals we've got are much more designed to affect the very bug that we're trying to get, rather than broad-spectrum killing everything. We're looking for one that just kills that specific bug.
These approaches are oftentimes more expensive than some of the old chemicals, but increasingly farmers simply have few other choices. This switch has not come without a very big push from the federal government. 8 years ago, Congress passed a sweeping new law called the Food Quality Protection Act, which mandated a scientific review of every chemical used on the farm. The result, says the Environmental Protection Agency's Jim Jones, is a tidal wave of new legal restrictions on the use of older, more toxic chemicals.
There have been very significant changes on the farm. Virtually every pesticide that we've looked at over the last 8 years has had some modification to its license in the way in which this product can be used on the farm. And that will lead to significantly lower residues in the food.
All this is good news for American consumers, says toxicologist Jen Sass of the Natural Resources Defense Council. It means American-produced food contains fewer of the kinds of pesticides that are considered risky. But she says there's one significant loophole in the implementation of the new law. It turns out that when the EPA restricts the use of chemicals in the U.S., imported foods are sometimes still allowed to contain residues of these pesticides.
For example, right now we're in a grocery store, we're looking at some of the foods that kids love best, grapes, apples, peaches.
These are all labeled as California grown.
But later in the season, these American grown crops will be replaced by grapes from Chile and produce from Mexico and other countries where these same chemicals are still allowed on the food. So we'll eat it on that food that comes back into the U.S.
The EPA is working to resolve this split in the law. The agency says within 2 years, by the time the implementation of the law is complete, there will be no differences in standards for imported and domestic food. And certainly consumer groups will be holding their feet to the fire to ensure that the progress made by the Food Quality Protection Act is not diminished by the complications of free trade. Alice Naubrey, NPR News, Washington.